Hello.
Hey, Mercedes, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry I got disconnected yesterday. Did you receive my emails?
Yes, I did, but I was just busy. I had to go to soccer, and I couldn't get back to you.
No worries. I didn't want you to think we were hanging up on you. We had some issues. We have this new system. So I want to go a few avenues, and by the way, I'm extremely apologetic. Like I said, I've been offered two approvals, or they've been offered two approvals and issues. I did not have the credit department run your credit again. I was wondering if you could grab a pen and paper and make some notes and go to some options.
What are my options?
So the first option is, and I think kind of after digging, this is kind of the response I've got. And just so you know, your equipment financing is approved. I mean, I know you probably have very little faith in our product at this point, but you got me invoices, I'd send you documents within a few hours. So the first option is this. We have a lending partner that has an approval window that can potentially look at your file. They will not run your credit. They could see a decline letter now if they don't approve it, but they do a soft inquiry, not a hard inquiry on credit. I think that's an avenue we should explore because there's nothing bad that can happen from that. There's no inquiry on the credit.
Mm-hmm.
Second option is, I can go back to QuickBridge. I think that's where you did previously. And see what type of loan they'd give you. I'm going to ask to see if they can pull your credit or not. I would give you that yes or no before proceeding. Their rates just tend to be on the higher side compared to the other products we're trying to shoot for. The third option is potentially doing, there's one other option my funding department kind of brought up to me, and I don't know if it's applicable to your situation. Do you currently own, like, heavy equipment, like excavators, things of that nature?
I own a Bobcat. No, not a Bobcat. Caterpillar and some other one.
And your business has been in business how many years?
Since 06.
There's another product, and how much are those pieces of equipment worth?
I don't know. I mean, we've had them for years, so I don't know what they're worth right now.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, I'm just trying to give you as many options as possible. I'm not trying to overwhelm you. There's another product that Bank of Credit provides. It's called working capital based on equipment, and it's essentially the customer owns equipment outright. They pledge that as collateral, and they can get a loan against that. Typically, it ranges from 50 to 80 cents on the dollar. So if a piece of equipment is worth 50,000, you get between 25, so 50 cents to 40, 80 cents on the dollar worth of that equipment on a long-term loan. It is a credit inquiry. I don't want to hide that from you. So that does happen, but that's one other avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, if you decide to go with someone else with working capital, another company, there would be, of course, no bad feelings. I'd completely understand, and we'd still offer the equipment financing.
Right. All right, well, I have to run all these options by my husband, and
okay.
I will get back to you on those, I guess.
Do you want to submit for the program that doesn't have a credit inquiry in the meantime?
I'm not sure. Just hold off on that. I have to talk to him first.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a call when you have a chance, and we'll talk. And I'm here now. Please don't think that I'm trying to make your life a call. Definitely not. I would be very frustrated if I was in your position.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem.
Thank you, Mercedes. I appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.